is now a bad time? Yeah, everything is okay. I just wanted to come by and... Well, I wanted to come by and ask you the same question. No one has heard from you in like 5 days. We're all pretty worried. You're not really responding to calls or texts. You've been MIA on social media. It's like you're a ghost. I just want to know that you're all right. You sure? I heard about the breakup. Why didn't you tell me? Okay. Well, you don't have to process it alone. I'm here for you, if you want me to be. Really? I was hoping you would say that because I actually have a proposition. Well, I was thinking that we could go out and do something really fun. Like, go dancing or... Oh, thank you. Or hit a karaoke bar. Or, I saved the best for last, we could go to... a rage room. You know, one of those places where you go and you spend like 30 minutes in a private room throwing plates or smashing flat screen TVs with baseball bats. It's very therapeutic, I hear. Are you sure? We could just try it and see if it's... Okay. It's all right. It's not like I was dying to go. I read about it somewhere. I thought it might be fun. Well, if you don't want to go out, we could always hang here. Sure. No, it's fine. No, I won't be bored. This is better. It'll be like old times. When I used to come over to your house and we would just do nothing for a few hours. I'm not disappointed. It was my idea to hang out here. I want to. That is, if you want me to. Are you sure? I'm not crashing your peaceful evening of solitude. Okay. Well, then, I'm taking off my boots. And once I do, there's no turning back, because it takes me like 10 minutes to lace these things up. Thigh-high boots. They look fabulous, but they may as well be glued on. Makes me miss when I was 4 and I could get away with wearing Velcro sneakers. Velcro is actually so much more practical. They're secure, they don't get untied, so there's no risk of tripping. Okay. Boots are off. Now you're stuck with me. What? No, don't. It's not messy in here. Don't feel like you have to tidy up for me. Hey, stop. Drop the dish soap. Drop it. There you go. You don't have to clean up right now. Not on my account. Tonight is about you. Yes, I told you. I came over because I want to help you feel better. Will you please just let me? Let me help. You don't think I can do it, do you? You don't think that I can cheer you up? Well, then you underestimate me. I know you're feeling really down, but I am feeling really determined, so I'm going to make you feel better, even if you never admit to it. Okay, how about this? My goal is to make you laugh. I'm gonna have you giggling and kicking your feet. What, you don't like the word giggle? How about chuckle? Is that better? I'm gonna have you chuckling so hard. Just you wait. You're smiling already. Look at you, I'm halfway there. Do you remember when we were little and whenever I'd get sad, you'd always find a way to make me laugh? Okay, that's true. It was easy. I was a kid. Okay, kids laugh at everything. You could, like, put a fork on your head and I would think it's hilarious. What I'd love is the way that you would laugh even harder. You would laugh because I would laugh, and then I'd laugh even harder, and then you would laugh even harder, and we would just feed off of each other. And your mom would ask what was so funny, and we wouldn't even be able to explain because we'd be laughing so hard. We had a lot of fun back then. No, we still do. It's just a little different. Being older, everything's simpler when you're a kid. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should build a fort. Yeah, a blanket fort, pillow fort, whatever we did that one time. It was a long time ago. It was in my parents' living room during a sleepover. We gathered sheets and blankets and, like, every pillow in the house. I think we even piled up all the couch cushions. And we spent like 2 hours building a fort. But we didn't call it a fort, we called it a fortress. Because fortress sounds way cooler. Do you want to? I love the enthusiasm. Okay, well, we should probably get started then. I will gather the couch cushions. And you gather blankets and pillows. Yeah, just meet me back out here. Okay. Ooh, a quarter. You have a quarter under one of your couch cushions. Do you want me to leave it there? Okay. Can I have it? Thank you. Hey, you got some? No, that's great. That should be enough. Okay, hand me the fuzzy one. Ah, so soft. Okay, let's drape this one here for the roof. Actually, should we do the roof last? That's a good idea. But what are we gonna use to hold it up? Genius. You're an architectural genius. Did I use that word right? Okay, so do you want to be in charge of that? And I will pile these up. Yes. Good call. We need strong walls in case anyone tries invading. Do you have any clothespins? That's okay. We can make it work without them. We can use my shoelaces to tie a knot around. No, just kidding. Oh, wait, that's a little uneven. Here, let me help. This looks pretty good so far, doesn't it? I know, but I love it. Small is good sometimes. It's cozy. Fortresses can be cozy. We can still call it a fortress. I'm gonna just throw some pillows inside. This is so nostalgic. I feel 7 again. We really did, didn't we? I can't even count all of the great childhood memories I have with you. It's so many. It's a really special thing to be able to have that much fun with somebody. I don't know anyone else whose company I love as much as yours. Well, I think the fort, or sorry, fortress is complete. I know, that was fast. Why did it take us so much longer last time? True. Should we get in? Okay. Look out, I'm right behind you. Oops. It's fine. I don't think it's gonna fall. Wow, it's definitely cozy in here. Not much room, considering we're twice as big as we were last time, but it's perfect. I'm sorry about your breakup. I hate that you're hurting. Are you sure it's really over? Yeah, I don't know. I guess you know it's over when. Maybe when you miss the memories more than the person themselves. Sometimes I think people come into our lives and, you know, they aren't meant to stay forever. And it doesn't mean that they never should have been there in the first place. Maybe you were meant to be together. Just not for forever. It doesn't mean that your time together was a waste. I mean, if I disappeared from your life right now, you wouldn't regret all of our memories together, would you? Same here. I don't think my childhood would have felt complete without you. All of those sleepovers, laughing fits, scraped knees, screaming fights. the good and the bad. I'd never regret any of it. Especially the time when it was my birthday and you spilled glitter confetti on my dog Daisy, and then the glitter got all over the couch and our clothes and just about everything in the entire house. And my dad got mad and we had to hose Daisy down outside. And then, of course, you sprayed water on me, and so I sprayed you back. And pretty soon we were running around my backyard sopping wet and screaming at each other. Hey, you laughed. I made you laugh. I always liked your laugh. It's contagious. For the record, I would never disappear from your life. Sorry. Why are you sorry? I don't want you to be. I've kind of had a thing for you for a while. But I couldn't do anything about it, because, you know, it sucked seeing you with somebody else. Wait, since when have you had a thing for me? And it's taken you this long to say something? We never really could get the timing right, could we? Maybe now isn't even the right time. Well, if a part of you is still hung up over... You know, this isn't the first time we've kissed. In preschool, we were on the playground. I was poking my head out of this little tunnel thing, and you walked up in front of me, and you kissed me. Do you remember that? I always loved that technically you were my first kiss.